Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot, notable alias, Sasquatch.
I'm going up the road and all of a sudden these whatever run past the front of my headlights on my truck.
The weirdness.
Locals think the creepy white corpse is the chupacabra, but it's difficult to make a positive identification.
The sightings of a watery monster in upstate New York's Lake Champlain have gone on for decades.
These are people who say they've seen something unusual, something with a large head, something with a hump, some sort of unusual life that shouldn't be there.
There's something out there, something people aren't talking about, all over the world. And it's all connected.
What was that thing?
That was the creep.
The creep?
Took me a while to believe it too.
You're Sierra, Bigfoot?
Roar!
Just kidding. My friends call me Beef.
Beef?
What am I? Chopped liver?
You're a leprechaun.
A patio sprinkle at your service.
So, how do you feel about the weirdness now? Do you believe?
I believe we need to go to the library.
Welcome to the weirdness. You may remember on our last pod, we warned you about the creep, the previously undiscovered, ultra-powerful monster who's been popping up around the globe. Well, it's been spotted again, this time in Ireland. No one knows how this supernatural menace managed to cross the Atlantic, but one thing is clear. With a free-roaming fiend like this on the loose, no one on planet Earth is safe from its savagery. Now, a word from our sponsor.
In times like these, it's more important than ever for those in the weird community to share information. Thankfully, there's WeirdBook. But don't take our word for it. Listen to what loyal WeirdBook user Pat has to say.
I put the word out on WeirdBook about my dust-up with the creep. It had a puss like a flutter dosser from Dublin, he did. I was more afraid for me life than me pot of gold. Metaphorically, of course.
Of course. It's not like you actually have a pot of gold.
I don't? Well, who took it then?
Share your own stories on your run-ins with the creep on WeirdBook. As always, on Echolocation Channel 42XZ Triangle.
And we're out. Nice work, Beef.
You know, I could kind of get used to this podcasting thing.
How are you feeling, Dr. Messing?
I was nearly killed by a giant shadowy creature I can't even describe. I'm sitting in the library with a podcasting Sasquatch and a leprechaun.
And two normal kids.
Yep. Two totally normal kids.
Let me at him. I'll feed him a knuckle supper.
Come on, little
beef
dude.
Out of him. I'll knock
his... Let's let the humans talk.
Put me down, you big gorilla.
Is he going to be all right?
I think that's about as all right as he gets.
What happened in your office, Dr. Messing? Did the creep attack you?
It was already in there when I arrived. I ran, and that's when I saw you go into the building, Arlo. So I got my truck and waited for you.
You saw it chase us?
I was so wrong. About the weirdness. About everything.
I know the feeling. I was a skeptic. Until I met Beef. And Peg.
Peg?
As in, Ursus.
A Pegasus?
Beef's girlfriend.
What?
And the Chupacabra, and Patty out there. Weirdness is everywhere.
But it might not be for long. The creep is attacking weirds, making them disappear.
You said you'd help, Dr. Messing.
I know people think they're monsters or freaks, but they're in trouble, Melanie. They're alone, and they're scared.
Please, will you do it? Will you go on my podcast and admit the truth? Do what you can to save the weirds?
No.
No?
No. I'll do something even better. I'm delivering the keynote speech at the International Summit of Mythology in Athens in 2 days. It's the largest annual gathering of skeptics in the world. I'll use my platform to tell the world what you've just told me. And together we'll stop the creep and save the weirds.
Throw us out, will we? Just because I'm a wee weird doesn't mean I can't get me dander up.
Ease up, greeny boy.
Oh, let me at that creep. I'll build it to the left. I'll bug it to the right.
Oh, no.
What's that now? What's he?
It's my weirdness warning signal. My cousin is in trouble.
You guys, great news.
Hey, where's Beef going?
Nepal. Later, guys.
What?
His cousin's in danger.
It's my dad calling. Guys, while I'm talking to my dad, try to keep Beef from leaving the continent, okay? Dad, I really meant to-
Arlo, buddy. Just want to thank you again for a really nice dinner.
What?
I was so impressed with how much of my Irish stew you ate. You're usually not such a good eater.
Listen, I'm not sure what you- I mean, tell me more.
Well, that joke you made is still cracking me up.
Right, the joke. Which joke?
About how my stew was so much more filling than your usual meal, snacking on the nightmares of sleeping children.
Hey, so you done with that PRX report yet, Greg? Any E50NTs?
Working on it, sir. Listen, buddy, gotta go back to work. But when things calm down here at the office, I really want to make dinner a regular thing.
Sure, Dad.
Bye now, pal.
We've got him back.
I've gotta go. My cousin is in trouble.
Everything okay with your dad, Arlo?
Well, I guess Mortimer has it covered. Sort of.
I told you, he's a shapeshifter. Can I go now?
Beef, who is this cousin in Nepal?
She's what you might call a yeti.
You mean like the abominable snowman? Oh, woman?
Toughest weird I know. And if she's scared, things must be bad.
Well, we could use a tough woman to help us fight the creep.
You don't have to come.
Of course we do. But how are we going to get to Nepal? I used all the money on our tickets to Ireland.
Well, I don't want to do this, but if I absolutely have to... I am terribly, terribly sorry, Peg. And it will never happen again. Never, ever. For you are eternally right, and I am eternally wrong. Oh, sweet, wonderful love of my life.
Come on, Arlo. She says hop on.
How did you know that?
Me? No, I could tell by the way she flapped her wings. Are we going or not?
I always wanted to visit Nepal.
Off to Nepal, sugar wings.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Thanks to our sponsor, Weirdbook, whoever they are. Weirdbook isn't just a place to commiserate and panic about creep attacks. It can also be a place to find love. Just ask Harry Mountain Man 607 and Peggy Peg Girl QT. They couldn't be more different, but once they met, they couldn't keep their paws or wings off each other. and they came together right here on echolocation channel 42XZ Triangle. Log on now, because you never know when you'll meet that special someone or something. Whoa! Hang on! What's going on with Peg?
These Nepali altitudes are rough on her. I only wish we could find a portal.
What exactly is a portal?
It's like a tunnel through space and time. Gets you from here to there fast. Like, weird fast.
So you can open them?
Sometimes, but they're totally unpredictable.
Whoa, do you think that's how the creep keeps popping up all over the world?
Could be. Man, how nice would it be to find one right about now?
Oh, wow!
Whoa! What just happened?
That was a portal.
Where's Peg?
I guess she didn't fit. The wings and all. She's not going to be happy about that.
Look at the size of those ginormous footprints leading into that cave! It's freezing up here. Come on, guys.
Right behind you.
Good job with the portal, Beef.
Oh, that wasn't me.
What?
Pretty sure you're the one who opened it.
But that's impossible. Ow!
What was that?
Snowball. Arlo, look out!
We're under attack! Take cover!
You are trespassing on a private mountain! Turn back now, or face the wrath of the Yeti!
Yeti? Binsa?
It's me! Beef!
Oh. Ooh, right in the mouth.
Binsa, it's me!
No more snowballs, cuz!
Hey!
Yeah, it's me, and some humans.
I missed you!
I missed you too.
Are they fighting?
I think they're hugging.
Guys, this is my cousin, Binsa. Binsa the Yeti, Arlo, and Sierra.
Namaste, humans.
Nice to meet you, ma'am.
I like your fur. And your name.
Thank you. It means fearless in Nepali.
Cool!
Why'd you call for me, Binsa? Are you in danger? Is the creep here?
Come on. The humans look cold.
Us?
Nah.
So helpless. We'll talk in the Cave of Secrets. Welcome to the Cave of Secrets.
Cool name, cuz.
Whoa! Look at all these snowballs.
There must be a million of them.
Each of them carefully packed for maximum impact on the beast.
You mean the creep?
I have no doubt that it will soon come for me, as it came for the others. It's time. Time to fight.
Hide. Wait, did you say fight? It sounded like you said fight.
The Yeti doesn't hide. She doesn't cower in fear. Not even from the creep.
But that's exactly what I do. I mean, I'm Bigfoot. Hiding is kind of my superpower.
This is why I summoned you, cousin. I've been training, preparing. It is on this mountain where the battle will be fought. But I need you by my side.
Me?
You're big and strong. You threw me up into a tree.
The blood of the warrior runs through your veins.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, all those burritos, I've never had my cholesterol checked.
Maybe she's right, Beef. We can't run forever.
I like this girl. She's tiny, but she's got spirit.
Melanie Messing's calling. Let me see if I can get reception outside of the cave. Hello? Dr. Messing?
Arlo, where are you?
I'm in Nepal with Binsa the Yeti, see?
Well, you certainly are. I've spent all day preparing the speech I'm to give tomorrow at the International Mythology Summit. But will you be safe until then? It looks like the exterior of the cave is well fortified.
Binsa is trying to convince Beef to hunker down for a fight.
Sierra, why didn't you tell Arlo you opened the portal?
Because we don't know that I did.
You do know what denial is, right?
Yes.
Good. Can you explain it to me?
Beef!
Binsa, come here. Sierra is, she's struggling.
You're not human like your friend, are you?
I don't know what I am.
I sense great strength in you, my fellow warrior. But you must accept your place in this world.
Yo, you're much better at this than me.
Melanie seems to be on track.
Beef, help me seal off the entrance.
Huh? Oh, so they can talk alone? I got it. Hey, what you got to eat in this cave? Anything fresh or is it all frozen?
You need to talk to me about something, Sierra?
Kind of. It's about, well, about the weirdness.
Yeah. You know, once Melanie makes this speech, everything's gonna change.
Change?
I mean, weirds will be out there in the world, and a lot of people won't like that.
What do you mean?
You said it yourself. Humans, we're afraid of what we don't understand. They'll call Beef and his friends monsters, freaks.
Freaks?
You okay, C? What were you going to say?
Arlo?
Yeah?
Never mind. Hey, Binsa, you're awake.
A warrior sleeps with one eye open, at least. What about you?
I'm not sure who snores louder, Beef or Arlo.
They are indeed loud.
Aw, look at how they're sleeping. Arlo's got his head resting on Beef's arm.
My cousin is nothing if not soft.
In more ways than one?
Do not underestimate Beef. He's been hiding for many years. He's full of fear, but underneath, he has the heart of a dragon. As do you, Sierra. What is it?
I feel something. I think it might be the creep. You hear that?
A portal. Beef. Arlo.
What? What's going on? Sugar wings?
Wake up. Ready stations.
Ready stations? What is it?
The creep is outside.
Creep? But we aren't ready. I haven't even trained.
The time for training is over. Now is the time to fight.
It's here.
Can it get in? Can it move the boulder?
It's trying.
Steady. Steady.
The boulder held? The creep is giving up.
See, I told you, hiding was the way to go. What's that?
Sounds like...
The creep isn't trying to come inside. It's going to force us out. With an avalanche.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.